The Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tezayin Omer Aleph, teaches us, Kol Shem Niach Ben Liyarshay, if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, does not leave over a son to be his Yairish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malay Olav Evra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. So obviously the Mefarshim asked the question that person doesn't always have the choice to have a son. It's not in his power alone. So why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry if he doesn't have a son? So Yad Rima says that the Gemara is referring to a situation to a person who did not try to have a son. If a person didn't try to have a son, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at him. The Kli Yoker, however, has a different approach. The Kli Yoker's approach is that the Gemara is not referring to somebody who didn't necessarily have a son. The Gemara is referring to a situation that even if he had a son, he didn't educate him properly that he should follow in his way. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at. And as the Gra explains, there are two types of Yerusha. One is that a father leaves a Yerusha to a child, his money, his assets. And the second is that a son gives a Yerusha to his father. As the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet Amar Aleph, Bro Mazaka Abba. When a child follows the proper way, he brings a schus to his father. And that's pshat in the Gemara, says the Gra. She'enem aneich ben liyarshoi. The only part of the Yerusha that he thought about was the part that the father leaves to the son. The money, the assets. But he didn't think about the Yerusha that a son needs to leave for a father. That is what the Gemara means. And as the Pnei Menachem explains, as we just quoted the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet, Bro Mazaka Abba, which means that if a person did not finish in this world everything he was supposed to accomplish, his son could continue what he was supposed to do. But if the son doesn't follow in the proper way, then the father, Taka, will not have somebody to continue those ways for him. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that the Sfarim, many times in differentiating between a boy and a girl, between a male and a male is called a Mashpia, and a girl is called a Makabel. So a person is supposed to raise his children that they should be Mashpim, that they should be influencers, not just people who receive. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, before he left the world, said, Lebni ani tzarech. I need my children. I need my children. And when I won't be in this world, my children should help me be able to continue in the world that comes. But if somebody says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochim Shem Rav Shem Ben Yechoi, Kol She'enem Aniach Ben Liyarshoi, that he doesn't leave over children who are mashpiyim, who are influencers, who make a difference, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Av Avra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, why were you not mechanech your children in that way? And along the same way, I saw that the Rashi Tevis of the word of Yorish is Yiskabel Viskade Shmei Rabba. Somebody doesn't leave children who will be children who are Yiskadel Viskade Shmei Rabba, that bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. If somebody doesn't leave children that are able to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. Why did you not leave over such children? And that's Pshat, where the Gemara continues, where Rav Shuban Levi never went to Menachem Avu, Elaman the Shachab Loi Bani, unless somebody died without children. What does it mean? So I saw that perhaps what the Gemara means is that if somebody leaves the world, but he leaves in the world children who will follow the proper path, it's not really considered that he died. He continues to live. Rishua Azla, the only time Rishua felt that Nichem Aveilim is in order, that somebody is really considered as if he's no longer in this world, it's in a situation where the child is not following his path and not continuing. That is when, indeed, perhaps it's considered that the person is no longer alive. But if, Baruch Hashem, the child does go in the derech of his fourth of his parents, a person is mechanech his children properly and they follow in that derech, then the person continues to live. But not only does the person considered as if he's still alive, his children have a chazaka, his children have a kedima regarding the positions that he had. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha in Or Chaim Simen Nun Gimel Divrei Maskil Shliach Tzibur quotes the Rashba that says if a Shliach Tzibur got old and he's no longer really able to perform his duties, but he has a son who is able, the son takes precedence over anybody else. And as the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin teaches us, Kol Koidem Benachlo Koidem LeYerusha HaMalchus, whoever takes precedence when it comes to Hilchos Yerusha that we're learning in our Masechta also has preference that if a king passes away, whoever is earlier in the order of Yerusha will also be earlier in being the one that should get the position of his father. And the Rambam continues, V'lo yamalchus b'vad, not only is this halacha said not only regarding being king, al kol asroris v'kol amnuin shel Yisrael, all position of authority in Klal Yisrael, Yerusha l'benoi u'leben benoi, remains Yerusha for somebody's children and grandchildren ad olam, forever. But he continues with one more condition. V'hu shi'ya ben memalam mokam avoysov b'chokhma b'yira. He has to be indeed worthy of that position. The Stechemet has a marocha called marocha chazoka b'mitzvahs. And he discusses what rights does a son have or not have in taking over his father's position. The discussion there is obviously not a discussion regarding a position of authority, as we're speaking. It begins with a discussion. The first part of his discussion is if a father had a seat in a shul. And in those days, seats were bought forever. The question that the Stechem discusses is that the father had a very nice seat, a seat of prominence, and he maybe died, and he didn't leave over such children, such chashva children, or maybe the children are still younger. And the other people who sit near where he sat while he was alive don't really want his children sitting next to them. Can they protest? And the Stechemet, in the first part of this Maracha, we'll speak about more what he speaks about in the next part of our shir, says that for sure they cannot complain, and that the son, that's called also part of the Yerusha, has every right to take that seat.